Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's already Wednesday, the 19th day of May 2004. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have Jim Tucker from American Free Press, who's been covering the Bilderberg Group now, I guess, for 26 years. They're scheduled to have their meeting over in Europe next month, the 3rd through the 6th. Always, he gets key intel before, during, and after the event. He's got some major news for us in the 3rd hour. In the meantime, tons of vital news and information. Add your phone calls here in the broadcast today. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. About 2 years ago, we need to repost this under these articles. It's in the archives. A bunch of FBI agents and CIA officers went public and said, look, we've been ordered to issue fake terror alerts, fake terror scares, to, quote, create controlled hysteria in the public. And even White House press secretary, about a year and a half ago, they said, why are there all these terror alerts? And he said, well, all these scandals. And he just slipped up and said it's to cover that up. That was in the Associated Press. It was on television. So it's just all right out in the open. Now, that doesn't mean that the military-industrial complex, the un-American privateers, won't carry out more attacks. They love it. They love watching us grovel to them and beg to give up our liberties and beg to be their slaves and beg for them to own us. So you have to take it very serious when they're out beating the drum because they want to say, see, we told you so. You know, you didn't give all your liberties up. It's your fault. Al, CIA attacked us. But it could also be serving all these new terror alerts as a way to divert off the torture issue or the gas prices or NAFTA being prepared to be reapproved or the free trade area of the Americas or all of this. Official, Al-Qaeda seeks chemical strikes. Why the FBI told Congress that we're going to be hit any minute now. Official, Al-Qaeda seeks chemical strikes. FBI agent tells Fox News that 2004, the summer of 2004, will be remembered as the summer of terror. U.S. News and World Report's got the White House saying we will be attacked domestically. Either the Capitol will be destroyed, well, they're very specific, or there'll be lots of terror attacks around the country. Won't be any real terrorists to go after, but you'll see a crackdown upon the population, the worship of the black ski mask, the worship of the armored vehicle, the worship of the face-scanning camera, the worship of the end of posse comitatus, the worship of children tattling on their parents, the worship of the Sovietization of America. And to watch the terrorists on TV, the people doing all of this, telling us to give up our liberties, it's just too disgusting to even describe. The top intelligence official at the Homeland Security Department, worried about an increased risk of attack in coming months, says Al-Qaeda wants to strike on U.S. soil with something other than a conventional explosive, perhaps with a chemical or biological weapon. Retired Lieutenant General Patrick Hughes said in an American Associated Press interview that America has gotten better at predicting and safeguarding itself against attacks since September 11th, but he said he fears that the new terrorists are being made every single day on the streets in the Middle East. So they told us it's a 100-year war. It's never going to end. And after the next attacks, they're going to give you the draft. They're going to give you the vaccines. And they're going to give you hell on earth. And you're going to love it. You're going to beg to be a slave. Unless you break your conditioning now and get the word out of who the terrorists are, like your lives and freedoms depend on it, because frankly, it does. You want America to turn into Nazi Germany? We are 1 inch away. Stay with us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is absolutely imperative that we face the horrific facts of the state of affairs where we stand. We have a totally ruthless, psychotic criminal elite using scientifically crafted mind control PR programs to scare the globe into submission as a giant web of micromanagement and the cashless society control grid is in the final stages of being woven and perfected. Only a huge, across-the-board renaissance can stop it. Only by getting out of the deep denial can we resist this. It is so imperative, it is so vital to the very core of humanity. My friends, the definition, the old definition of terrorism is threatening a violent act or carrying out a violent act against a group or against an individual to then force them to accept your political aims. They have now changed the definition to all misdemeanors, all crimes, all suspicion of crimes, all of this to be carried out by the government, state, federal, international, which statistically has a higher level of criminals than any other section of the socioeconomic geopolitical strata. And if you look at the old proper definition of terrorism or coercion, the government, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the United Nations are carrying out psychological operations 110% according to the letter of the law. It is the definition of terrorism. They are terrorists on the face of it. In the 60s and 70s, we had hundreds of bombings in this country, but because it was real, independent terrorist communists doing it, it would barely even get mentioned on the news. That's because the FBI handbooks said, do not give it attention, play it down. It's just like if you have a stalker, a form of terrorism, giving them attention will only intensify their stalking. I have personal experience on four separate occasions. You ignore it. You play it down. You do not play it up et infinitum. But they're not just playing up the terror, they're carrying it out. And my friends, they're putting out fake terror alerts. The White House press secretary a year and a half ago admitted this. 2 years ago, it was in even in ABC News. Capitol Hill Blue broke the story, where FBI and CIA were ordered to issue fake terror alerts. And in every case, it turned out to be, oh, a false alarm, but a false alarm they were ordered to carry out. They have had hundreds of urban warfare drills and terror attack drills before 9/11. Now they carry these out and don't even announce that they were fake or drills. They leave rocket launchers in Atlanta at train stations, dummy rocket launchers. They send packets of white powder to government buildings, state and federal and international, to create the fear and hysteria. And even before 9/11, they had a fake nuclear spill on I-35, shut down the road, announced the military was being called out, and then hours later quietly announced it was just a drill. They've had these coast-to-coast. You've heard about them. We have video of it in my film, The Road to Tyranny. This is the definition of domestic terrorism, state-sponsored terrorism. But understand that the threat doesn't hold water unless they occasionally knock us upside the head, knock us stupid, baseball bat us. And that's what 9/11, Oklahoma City, Waco, the first World Trade Center, all of these government events, admittedly and publicly, that's what these are. And much of the covert drills and the over 100 terror attacks that we've had, government-sponsored in the last three years, that the general public doesn't know about, those attacks that you hear were just explosions or accidents or train derailments, those were actual terror attacks carried out by the government to create the red alert system. The entire country has been under red alert from before they announced the color coding 2 years ago. That's how they're covertly federalizing major cities, militarizing the police, putting in CIA offices over all the major police departments. That's another layer of terror, terrorizing the police. And police, you're asking, how do I know about the fact you've been under red alert? Well, it's come out in the news, but we knew about it even beforehand, so stop being so foolish. Remember the border's wide open as well, and remember that the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the drivers in the first World Trade Center. Remember what happened with Oklahoma City? We warned you about years ago. Now it's all public. Remember what we warned you about with the World Trade Center 2 attack before it even happened? Look at all the evidence. Face the facts. Look at who stands to gain and has the motive in all of this. The hundreds of billions of dollars in weapon sales. The trillions of dollars in oil. The domestic police state systems being put in, controlled by the NSA, the CIA, and the private contractors who were the former heads of those groups, now profiting directly from the control grid. Everything is going to computerized, mechanized systems, the aircraft, the tanks, armored attack robots, now publicly in the news, being prepared for you, helicopters with knockout gas outside every major city, ready to knock out your whole city. This is martial law. This is the smokescreen for martial law, and only a few hundred people can direct this now because of the robotic nature of its infrastructure overlay scaffolding. And it's only going to get worse in the years to come as we are herded after successive terror attacks into the compact cities. As the bio attacks intensify, people will beg and plead and give up all liberties. They will take the implantable chip. The world leader will rise. The Christian churches will declare him Jesus. They will declare the Patriot Act heaven on earth. And that will declare the Christ consciousness is upon us. We must follow the world leader. You don't believe me, folks? If you've been listening for 8, 9, 10 years, you know we don't play games. No matter how horrible it sounds, it's from the documents. It's from the overall program. It's from the paradigm expanding upon us of insane bloodlust and the wish to slaughter billions. The globalists killed hundreds of millions last century. That was all a prelude to the grand finale. And the elite is being told they will all be given access to the life extension technologies and advanced interfaces that have already been developed, but that the general public can certainly not have access to this, and that we're too stupid, and that we need to be culled for the greater good of Mother Earth. This is the disgusting, Malthusian, social Darwinist heart of the matter, the grand delusion of the elite, and you servants of this psychotic system need to stop denying it. Again, last week I read where dozens and dozens of public schools put uranium and plutonium in the cereal for the children, put it in pregnant women's vitamin pills, hundreds of times the safe level of mercury in the vaccine. CDC says we don't care if it brain damages millions. We're going to cover it up and continue with their own documents. Sterilization chemicals in the vaccines, caught publicly all over the globe. Sodium fluoride in the water supply, MBTE in the water supply, aspartame, all of it attacking the hypothalamus, all of it attacking the pituitary, all of it attacking the mind. They are jealous of your mind. They're jealous of you being intelligent. They're jealous of you seeing the grand design, the full horror. So you've all been mass drugged and poisoned to not be brought to your full potential. Listen to me, everyone. This is not a joke. This is not a game. I put my life and everything on the line in this fight because humanity's worth it to fight the greatest evil on earth, to defend the human species against its own wolf-like vagabonds and aberrations that have risen up in our midst and are breeding us like cattle. We have a government in 68 that killed New York commuters on a subway with bioweapons as a test. That's how ruthless they are. That's how cunning they are. Thousands of open-air tests of biologicals on cities and towns killing people. And it's in the back of the newspaper. These people think absolutely nothing of you. Roosevelt would take 7,000 Americans. It's now a public document released 2 years ago. And said, we're not going to let these people evacuate in the next 3 months. We want the Japanese to capture them because they're women and children, and this will be great propaganda for the newsreels. They would sell out 7,000 people, 4,000 plus that died in Japanese custody just for a little bit of propaganda. And you people sit there in a naive fashion and don't think they remote control those planes into those buildings. You people, when it's public that they're getting ready with the draft, got the bills introduced, the draft board's ready, you're still in abject denial about it. The only reason they haven't moved full bore is because the FBI and the police aren't evil enough. They haven't watched enough TV shows telling them torture's good yet. They still think cameras in school bathrooms are Big Brother. They still know in the back of their mind who ships the drugs in. They still aren't pure evil. They haven't had their souls warped yet. That's the only thing holding back you and your family being taken to a concentration camp and being nerve gassed. It's the only thing holding back the sicko psychopaths who've openly talked about it at the UN and have openly talked about it at the CFR and have openly talked about it at press dinners. You're inches away from having your family murdered by this government. We all are. And you better wake up right now. And you better see who the terrorists are. And you better see who's issuing these terror alerts. And you better stand up against these psychopaths and admit what they are. And have the strength and the honor and the duty and the will to stay the course.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. With $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about them, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Johnny, my love, the only one I'm thinking of. I see clear blue skies when I look.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There's a war on for your mind. You got that yet? You figured that out yet? That being naive and cowardly and stupid is going to get you and your family in a lot of trouble? Now, this is how we should all be behaving and acting. This is deadly serious. You go screaming, yell about your football game, and I think you're real manly in your simulated combat. But you better get into the real combat of what's going on this planet. We got a bunch of sickos who've got 30-year advanced technology ahead of what we even know about, who are a cult of abusing others and doing what they want, who enjoy it. somebody with a conscience couldn't live with themselves. They don't just not care. They love it. They love it. They love what they're doing to you. They love dumbing you down. They love watching you buy all their propaganda. And so, we've got FBI Agent 2004 will be remembered as the Summer of Terror. And that's terror right there. Today on Fox News Live, former FBI Special Agent Harold Kopus said that the summer of 2004 will be remembered as the Summer of Terror. Anchor Greg Garrett told Agent Kopus that Tom Ridge said special attention will be focused on stopping terror attacks on rail, air, hazmat shipment, chemical facilities, and the electrical grid. He asked if all those were vulnerable. Kopus said, they certainly are. For the last 6 months or so, we keep hearing chatter and information that's filtering down. You should really be concerned about some of those things you've discussed. Gert also mentioned that the outgoing Spanish President Anzar told President Bush to beware of possible pre-election bombings, which the statistics show they wanted the socialists in, and this will help get Lord Bush back in. And the bombings in the U.S., and Condi Rice seconded that concern yesterday. He asked, what will happen? Agent Kopus said, let's hope not, but I suspect that there will see activity. He added, we've continually underestimated them. Now it's time for us to go on the offensive, and let's go look for these guys. I'm still stunned by what you said. Summer of Terror, can we stop it? Agent Kopus replied, I'm not sure that we can always stop it. We're wide open as a country. We're still continue to need to be that way and want to be and should be. Because of that, we allow ourselves to be open to an attack. Funny, some of the biggest police states in the world have the most terror attacks in them. But see, they're putting it out there that, well, after the next attack, we set aside the Constitution for a military government. It's too bad, but that's the only thing that will keep us safe, Tommy Frank said. And General Eberhardt said it, the head of NORTHCOM. And this guy, well, you know, we're an open country. We're a free country, so this happens because we're that way. It's freedom's fault, you know. Then we got the White House in U.S. News and World Report going further, saying we will be attacked, the Capitol or many areas of the country. And we've got this general up before Congress saying it's going to happen. The Summer of Terror. Oh, we can't always stop it. No, no, no. I guess you can't stop the FBI paying for the cars and houses and credit cards of the supposed hijackers that were publicly trained at U.S. military bases. 7 to 9 still alive, BBC. I guess you couldn't stop Bush from ordering the FBI to fly out the Bin Laden family. I guess you just couldn't stop the White House from calling Mayor Willie Brown, telling him not to fly. I guess you couldn't stop Al-Qaeda from ordering NORAD to stand down for an hour and 25 minutes. And I guess you couldn't stop Al-Qaeda from having the FAA shred all 5 control tower tapes, which by law are supposed to be saved. I guess just all this and magically passports fall out of the sky when nothing else is left. Unburned passports of supposed hijackers. By the way, and then it turned out at least one of those was still alive. Let's just ignore that. So here's the terrorism, the definition of terrorism. Give your freedoms up or the boogeyman's going to get you. And it's never going to stop. It's going to be a 100-year war. And now they claim this Al-Zawahiri guy, who supposedly cut Berg's head off, claims responsibility for killing one of the heads of the Iraqi council. One of the guys that, by the way, had been getting out of line. He was an appointee but hadn't been following all his orders. He magically dies, but Chalibi, the convicted torture master and bank robber, tells us that, Al-Zawahiri. Of course, MSNBC reported 3 months ago that he died, and the coalition said they killed him in northern Iraq, but he'll just magically for decades be popping back up, killed many times, captured many times, probably have trials of him, and then he'll just be back out again magically, you know. They do this on purpose, to terrorize those of us that can think, and to further dumb you down out there, those of you that don't want to think or can't think. This is the most, this is a giant out in the open program. And people in government better decide which side you're on. I mean, I can feel it in my bones. We're accelerating into darkness. You know, I don't just get on the air and say this. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yacht Boy 400 PE World Band Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yacht Boy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship to shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
Right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a
working for the Antichrist on the New World Order Patrol.
Well, you'll know me when you see me.
All right, folks.
With my siren and screaming.
We're back live. Thank you for joining us.
I work all day and I work all night.
Look, take the drug war. We didn't have a drug war until 85 years ago. Before that, there was the whiskey war, the BATF of today, where the regulators of that age, the most corrupt, villainous group, they even hired former criminals who were current criminals, and they would go out around the countryside shaking people down, catching those that were brewing whiskey without paying a license. And then, there was a problem. There were all these other companies who were bringing in legal cocaine and legal laudanum, that is opium, at the turn of the last century, and it was cutting into the monopoly of the British East India Company. And their national dealer, the Roosevelt family of Hyde Park, New York. And so they got together, this is all part of the history books, if you really look at them, and said, we'll make drugs illegal, that'll jack up the prices about 100 times, and then we can then use the police that we control to go after our competition, and we'll bring it in and make bigger profits. I mean, this isn't hard to figure out. And it's the same thing today. It's the same operation. Skull and Bones was founded by the British East India Company money in 1832. Even MSNBC admits that. Back when it was all public and legal, the brigs, the transports, bringing in the goodies, the snake oil, as it's called. Yeah, you got a headache. This will fix it. Why, be sure and drink your Coca-Cola, which up until the 40s had a nice dose of cocaine in it. Still does. They just take the molecule that gets you high out of it. It's called Coca-Cola. It's, again, hidden in plain view. It's public knowledge. It's in the encyclopedia, but I know I'm making that up, too. So, and you had much less of the population, though, at that time when it was all legal, that was on this stuff. But you make it illegal, it adds a bunch of money to it, then people get involved in it at the distributor level, at the low level, and then they get to grab your son or daughter, who's at the user level, and put them into a whack-and-hut private prison, working for 15 to 22 cents an hour, displacing all the other workers outside the prisons for the private prisons owned by the very companies that have been involved in the drug trade since its very beginning. So they make money on all different sides of the equations. Then the military-industrial complex just doesn't own the prison companies that ship in the drugs. They also then own the surveillance camera companies and the law enforcement supply companies and the law enforcement training companies. And it's just all one big happy family. Creating their own markets. And that's what terrorism is. That's all it is. I mean, that's what the CIA does, is blow stuff up and blame it on their enemies. They've admitted they've done it in 100-plus countries. That's all admitted. But they wouldn't do it here to get total control. Never, never, never. To have the government organize the economy and feed all the money through the private coffers of the people that sit in government. No, powerful people don't want more power and control. And by the way, this is just the history of who deals the drugs. The CIA's been caught dozens and dozens and dozens of times. They'll fly in, C-130s, local sheriff, bust them, tons of cocaine, FBI shows up, flashes badges, national security, back off, back off, back off. And then your zit-faced teenager, you know, because MTV says it's so cool, goes out and snorts some cocaine, gets grabbed with some of it, gets 5 years in jail, and a murderer gets 4.5 on average. And your son leaves prison at 20, he's got AIDS, he's got hepatitis, he's got tattoos all over his body. Oh, we're really helping you, the government says. We're taking good care of you. And you got all the sickos, the sociopaths, the smart criminals. Go and join the government. Get the uniforms. Get the ski masks. Get the power. Get the machine guns. And then tell you it's time to give us your guns. Come on, lady. Put the handcuffs on. Get in my yellow Volkswagen. I'm Ted Bundy. I'm Theodore Bundy. I'm your friend. You can let the government put the straitjacket on you. Just do what we say, or bad things are going to happen, lady. That's the analogy. But just go ahead and get in the yellow Volkswagen, America. Let them put the handcuffs on you. Just don't mind the black ski mask. The good guys wear those now. You know, the ring race. They're good. Just get in the car. Shut up. We're going to take good care of you. We know what's best. Ha, 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 ha. We want all of you to be our slaves, but it's in your own best interest. And now FBI agent 2004 will be remembered as the Summer of Terror. They got this general before Congress saying at the White House, telling U.S. News and World Report this week's issue. White House officials say they've got a working premise about terrorism in the presidential election. It's going to happen, we assume. Quote, says a top administration official, an attack will happen leading up to the election, and he added, it will happen here. There are two worst-case scenarios. The worst, he says, the first is an attack on Washington, possibly the Capitol, which was believed to be the first target in 9/11 jet that crashed in Pennsylvania. Theory two, smaller but more frequent attacks in the Washington and other major cities leading up to the election. To prepare, the administration has been holding secret martial law takeover drills. I mean, to prepare, the administration has been holding secret anti-terrorism drills to make sure top officials know what to do. Oh, yeah, this is a nice little drill here. We're going to keep it safe. Alan in Wisconsin.
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead.
I think it's time we start educating the people about what's going on and how to correct it. First of all, yesterday, sitting on my porch, facing the west, we counted no less than 30 high-altitude flights flying to the east, all airplanes of the United States Air Force. Number two, I think it's time we educate the people as to what their actual status is as a citizen.
Okay, let's go back. I mean, you just make this statement about jets. What is that supposed to mean?
They're United States Air Force bombers flying.
Yes, I heard that part.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
Well, I'm wondering if you had any information as to what was going on.
There's a lot of maneuvers going on.
Okay.
Ground, sea, and air.
We've never seen any aircraft of that magnitude, that amount, in all of the 15 years I've lived here.
Well, they're trying to get North Korea to nuke us, trying to kill the psychopath hereditary leader, Kim Jong-il. They're releasing battle plans of how they're going to kill him and how they're going to attack, trying to get that nutcase to do something.
Okay.
And they'd love to not have to nuke the city themselves, to have psychopath do it, or to do it and then blame it on psychopath who they've given the nuclear weapons. But again, that's not terrorism, arming North Korea. That's good. But if you engage in a misdemeanor, that is terrorism.
Well, you know, what they're doing is really ridiculous. I mean, they've got everybody in this country under the auspices of Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands. The public doesn't even realize they're not citizens of the United States of America anymore.
Yeah, the private banks took over and have set up their own scam. And
exactly. The Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco. They don't have any jurisdiction to operate here. Period.
Well, they have the gun. Thanks for the call. And we aren't following any law. Okay? They codify it into code and their admiralty courts, but it doesn't mean anything. I mean, their code is pernicious, piratic piracy. I mean, that's what they're all about. It's just what they believe in. This is their code. Their coat of arms is the pirate ship, the Jolly Roger. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. Christina in Kansas, go ahead.
Greetings, Alex.
Welcome.
I'd like your permission to invite people in Kansas City to come and view The Matrix of Evil tonight. If I can give the details, I'd appreciate it.
Where are you showing it?
We're showing it tonight, which is 5:30 p.m. at the Driver's License Building in Mission, Kansas, the Freedom and Constitution Society of Johnson County. There's no fee. We want to show that A Matrix of Evil tonight at 5:30. Address is 6000 and Lamar in Mission, Kansas.
All right, and that's at the National ID Enrollment Center?
Right.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're taking action. Good job.
Thank you, Alex. I want to tell your listeners that you absolutely love us and that they need to listen to their heart when you are speaking because you're telling us the truth.
Well, I wish I wasn't telling you the truth, and I know I sound angry. We should be angry. I have to watch psychopathic killers stand up there in three-piece suits talking about how they're going to take our freedoms. I have to watch the serial killers stand up there and talk about the investigation they're running on themselves.
There's a war on for our mind, and if we're not angry, as you've been telling us for 4 years or more, there's something wrong with us. And I'm just repeating what you say because it's absolutely true. If we are not angry, there is something wrong with us. Love you, Alex. God bless.
Well, I love you guys too. Thank you. I just to know they're about to kill more people makes me so angry. To watch them smiling and smirking and laughing, a bunch of kingpins, it makes me sick. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, by the way. Always a good idea to give that number out. 1-800-259-9231. William in Oregon. William, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
I was listening to C-SPAN this morning on the Internet. I guess it was C-SPAN 3. And they were going through their usual mantra of trying to pacify the masses. And all of a sudden, a group of people started to get up and yelling things like, this is a whitewash, and this is after Giuliani talked, and what about Building 7, and where were the fighters, and why was FEMA here? This started, you know, referencing things that I think a lot of your viewers are listening
to. So C-SPAN had the commission hearings with all the New York people.
Right.
And people got up and said, this is Building 7. I got to have that tape. Is that going to re-air?
Well, this is what happened. This is my point of the call. So I'm sitting there watching on C-SPAN 3, and bam, it gets pulled. The whole thing just shut down, and the crowd got too ruly. They just pulled the plug on it. And I think they put it back up on cspan.org. I ended up doing something else, but it was.
You're
like,
telling me that they actually cut transmission.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I was
I remember
on my
one time the late the late senator from here in Texas got up and he started talking about FEMA and concentration camp plans, and I actually saw it. C-SPAN, Henry B. Gonzalez, C-SPAN actually, Congressman Gonzalez actually cut out. And I mean, this is incredible. And by the way, they're saying that all this happened because the firefighters and police were fighting with each other. They admit that the firefighter transmission tapes did not malfunction, as they first said. They declared national security on those. We have some of the video interviews with them minutes after talking about the bombs going off on the website.
That's incredible. Let me ask you a quick question. Did Murdoch buy out C-SPAN? I heard something to that effect.
You know, I've read that there's some type of funding or logistics. I don't really have the details. I should. But tell me more about this. So you're listening live, it is, to the New York...
Yeah, I had it on the Internet, and I was, you know, listening to it and, you know, reading some other pages and whatnot and seeing what your updates were on Prison Planet. And they're going on and on and on, and I flipped it back on, and about, because I could hear the crowd getting ruly, and I wanted to see the visual of it. And all of a sudden, boom, it just went off, and they had a delay, and it went to some other programming.
What were they yelling?
I heard things to the effect of, what about Building 7, and something about... the fighters, you know, where was their protection? What, you know, it was so loud. It was probably like one or two people started, and it got into a crescendo of, hey, what if, you know, because people are sick and tired, as you quite accurately portray it. It's a whitewash. And, you know, they're sitting there, yada-da-da-da, and you got that eating guy who's involved with the bin Ladens and oil interests. I mean, it's such, I don't know why people just don't get it, but if they're, you know, so many people are busy working and going through the 24/7 thing that they don't have time to.
Well,
really,
yeah. See,
focus.
You're a weirdo. You're out reading news articles, listening to the commission. You're informed. You should not care about this. You should only care about the last episode of Friends or Brad Pitt's big muscles.
Yeah, there you go.
This is what's important.
Yeah, well, the Trojan horse is inside the government. I think we all know that.
That's it. Thanks for the call, my friend. Somebody who saw this, call in and confirm what he just said. I believe him, but I need to have it confirmed. And I'm begging you. Oh, they won't re-air that. If they edited it live, all we can hope is that somebody was taping it. Were you taping it? That is priceless. Can you send me a copy? Please, please, please. Amazing call. Just incredible. Okay, I guess up next is Chris in Texas. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
I wanted to ask about the, there's a report about the United Nations scandal, like the oil for food scandal.
And the scandal, the UN's usually off murdering people or stealing all the natural resources. I mean, they just set up little imperial palaces in every country they control, and, I mean, they've always been doing it, yeah.
Why is the neocons not jumping all over this now and... Or why they're just
well,
no
why didn't the
enough?
Neocons go after Clinton for Chinese generals in the Commerce Department and missile secrets to China and reactors to North Korea? Because it was neocon companies controlling their boy, Clinton, who worked for them. I mean, why didn't Starr go after Hutchison Wampo in the Panama Canal and Clinton? Because he's a lawyer for them. So they had to go after Clinton for the sexapade because that was an isolated individual issue. Well, it's the same thing now. The neocons can't jump all over, you know, the UN and France and Germany running their scams, because they're all involved. The same oil companies that own America own Europe. It's all owned by the same people. They just give you a false debate between Europe, America, left, right, UN, NATO.
So they're just trying to slip this in under the radar when all this stuff's going on about the alleged
also, you've got different strata of criminals fighting over who gets the contracts. The globalists agree on dumbing us down, expanding the police state, but then they fight over the contracts of who gets, you know, it's like a corporate mission of a corporation or of a mafia system. Dealing drugs, racketeering, stealing, firebombing, prostitution. The mob, you know, the classical mob we think of, all does that. And they agree on that, and they agree on not ratting each other out. But they also have little wars with each other.
Okay, yeah, I've heard it mentioned maybe like twice in the news, and then they just, oh yeah, it's the greatest scandal of all time, and then you don't hear anything else about it. So it's interesting that,
yeah, and, you know, coffee in and huge sex orgies, you know, mainstream news and you know, all this stuff going on at the UN and trying to cover it up, and UN drug dealing, UN mass murdering, UN kidnapping hundreds of thousands of children and women being convicted, on and on and on.
But Michael Moore with this controversy about this
Fahrenheit 9/11.
Right, and then I picked up his book. I don't know much about him, but I picked up his book at a bookstore and started skimming through it. And the stupid white men or something like that. And
yeah, what he does is he makes sure it's all in the left paradigm. The left is going to save you.
And right, and they're talking about want the UN to come over. It says on the back of his book that he wants, he's calling for the UN. He wishes the UN would come over.
Yeah, see, America's bad. It has to be brought under heel. It's an evil empire, but the liberal empire will save us. And Bush had a little bit of prior knowledge and was business partners with the Bin Ladens, but it wasn't prior knowledge. It was just that he, couldn't bust his buddy, so he let it happen and blah, blah, blah. He tells you about 1/1000th of the facts.
Oh, one more thing I want to mention. I was in Washington, D.C. recently and had all kinds of construction around the Capitol.
Yeah, they're building an armored base around it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, thanks, Alex.
All part of the freedom. Thank you. All right, we'll come back, take more calls, and get into more of the news. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Life means nothing to these people, only power and control. So I hope people figure that out. And I hope that happens now. We're about to go to Russ and Charlie and Bob and Sam and William and many, many others and a ton of other vital news items. We also have American Free Press writer who really broke the first mainstream articles, period, 25 years ago about the Bilderberg Group, Jim Tucker. In about an hour from now, joining us, he'll be with us in the third hour. Before I go any further, though, if you want to know who the enemies of you and your family are, if you want to know who the terrorists are, and you want to be able to inform others in a cogent, focused, professionally produced fashion, then my films, The Matrix of Evil, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, all of these films, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, you need to get my films. They're all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more of any of the 10 films I've made. Also, you can sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv for our weekly TV reports and special text reports and the best radio interviews we do. 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. But if you, and you can also link through to our Secure Safe shopping cart and get my documentary films, other great videos and DVDs and books on tape and CD that we have, and pro-gun t-shirts, liberal t-shirts to neocons. I know I'm liberal. I'm not for big government like you. Let's get everything straight here. So please, folks, call today. Get some of the videos. Make copies of them. Get them out to opinion makers, talk show hosts, county commissioners. Because a lot of them won't wake up when they first see it, but as things get worse, they will. And 90% of the general public that sees these videos are waking up. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure, safe online shopping cart. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And get the new gun control video exposing the murder of 180 million people. Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership have produced it. It's called Innocence Betrayed, an incredible film we're carrying, and it comes with three free pamphlets on gun control as well. So Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Russ in Texas. Russ, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm here in Austin. Listen, look this up and tell us what you think in a couple of days. It's the Trading with the Enemy Act of October 6, 1917, and the amendments that occurred to it thereafter. It's going to explain an awful lot about what's going on.
Yeah, the governor of Rhode Island 3 months ago introduced a bill that criticizing the government would get you arrested and charged with terrorism, and he said, look, I went to a conference with Governor Ridge, head of Homeland. He says this is good. We need to pass it. It's the 1917 Trading with the Enemy Act. And, yeah, that's it. They hung people for criticizing the war.
Well,
that's what Michael Savage and others want.
Well, it's still in effect.
Other dirty neocons.
Wait, Alex. Each president has carried that thing on. It's in effect right now.
Well, you're talking about executive orders. These are all part of a body of law.
Well, no. I mean, that act is still in effect. It's been carried along ever since that date. And then there was also another one in March of 9 of 33. And is, you know,
now, the War Powers Act, yes, sir, but the Trading with the Enemy has not been reauthorized. It was recodified into a large strata of executive orders from the 10,000 series up to the 13,000.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I mean, this thing I'm looking at is from 73, so you're probably right. But anyways, that's where it started. And, under that thing, Bush can do anything he wants.
Well, they can say black people are slaves again. That doesn't mean it's moral or correct or we have to follow it.
I agree with that.
Hitler can say we're going to stick Jews in ovens. We don't have to follow Hitler. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.